The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chavav, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. So a few days ago began Perek Kol Haget, which deals primarily with the mitzvah, the halacha of Vikasav Lasefer Krisos Ksivas Haget, specifically the halacha that a get has to be written l'shma. So just a little bit of an introduction. The Torah says, V'kosav lo sefer krisos v'nosam b'yodeh. And as we've seen through the many sugyas in the first part of Masechtas Gittin, what the definition of V'kosav lo is totally in the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, whether Edi Mesira Karati or whether Edi Chasim Karati. Poshit, v'kosav lo, means the get should be written. And in fact, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, that says, Ede Mesira Karti, the definition of a kosav lo would be ksivas haget. So any halacha that's learnt from v'kosav lo would be regarding the ksivas haget, the writing of the actual get. The Gemara says, according to a mayor, however, that holds Ede Chasima Karti, v'kosav lo doesn't mean ksivas haget, but rather v'kosav lo means chasima haget. There's a Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis that we went over that says a very important and a very big chiddush. We learned the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Hakol ksheir and lichtev asaget, afilu cheresh shayit v'katan. Everyone is kasha to write again. A cheresh shayit v'katan. The Mishnah said even ha'isha atzma, even the woman herself, the divorcee, can write her own get as long as she's makna the get matana manas lahachzer, as long as she's makna the get over to her husband. The Gemara asked the kasha, how could a cheresh shayit v'katan write a get? V'lad mei deyaninu. And Rashi said v'lo yadi lichtev l'shma. So the Gemara said godolei madal gabav. We had a whole sugya on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph to explain how it's possible for a cheresh shayit of a katan to write a get in light of the fact that a get has to be written l'shma. And being that cheresh shayit of a katan all have in common that they're lav b'nei deyaninu, the Gemara's kasha was, they should by definition be possible to write a get. Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph days ask the Gevaldige Kasha. Tosfos says, in Toimar, even if there's a God Olay Medal Gabov, so you are miyashiv the issue of Lishma, but Vakati Olab Nei Shlichos Nenu, Cheresh Oit V'Katan throughout Shas Anap Nei Shlichos, Umay Mahani, the God Olay Medal Gabov. So why does it help that there are God Olay Medal Gabov? The Torah says V'Kas Avlah that the husband has the right to get. If he wants to appoint someone else to do it, he can. That's the Allah of Shluchay Shaladim Kemoisai. But he can only appoint someone that's in the parish of Shlichos. Being that a Cheresh Oit V'Katan throughout Shas are not considered B'nei Shlichos, so Freik Tosfos, how could the Mishnah say, and it's very nice that we were able to resolve the fact that the labnei deyo, so we have a way for them to get the get written l'shma, but typically there's a chisorin that the labnei shlichos. So Tosfos said, I'll read it inside, the yesh loimar, the loy be'inon shlichos b'ksiva, a get that does not need shlichos, Biksiva. The Vikasa, because when the Torah says Vikasav lo, lava balkoi, the Torah is not talking to the husband. Elo as soifer. Vikasav is actually talking to the soifer. The mitzvah of Vikasav lo, or the halacha of Vikasav lo, was never said to the husband. Vikasav means somebody should write again. Lav dafka the husband. The husband doesn't necessarily have to be the one that writes again. The get just has to be written. It has to be written l'shma by a sofer that's kosher to write a get. So if the kosav, says Tosfos, was talking to the husband, so then if the husband's not going to write the get, it would have to work with the parasha of Shlichos. Cheresh shayit v'katan, not in the parasha of Shlichos. Thus, they would be possible to write a get. But says Tosfos, being that v'kosav is not talking to the husband dafka, v'kosav just means someone that's kosher should write the get, so you don't have to come on to a parasha of Shlichos. If you don't need a parasha of Shlichos, therefore, cheresh shayit v'katan would be kosher. The only issue is labnei deyaninu, for that the Gemara says, God olay medal gabov, that's not going to be an issue. Either way, Tosfos is saying a gevaldige chiddush, that when it says v'kosav lo, it's not talking to the husband. V'kosav lo just means the get should be written by a sofer. Whoever the sofer is, that person is v'kosav lo. But it's not a din that the husband has to write it. So even when the sofer writes it, it's not working b'shlichos as if the husband wrote it. The v'kosav was never said to the husband. Therefore, you don't need a parish of shlichos v'cheresh shayit v'katan. As you would imagine, many Rishonim argue with Tosfos, and they say no. Just like v'nasam b'yada means the husband, v'kosav lo sefer krisos also means the husband. The husband has the right to get. And when someone other than the husband writes to get, it's all working b'shlichos. How do you answer Tosfos kasha? So the Rishonim have a discussion how to answer Tosfos kasha. But I saw a beautiful raya to Tosfos from the Teres Gittin. The Nasivos, right in the beginning of the third parak, brings a raya from the first Mishnah in the third parak to Tosfos Chiddush. And that is, the Mishnah mentioned four examples, four tziyurim, of where the halacha that a get has to be written lishma is manifest. The first case was where a man was walking in the street, v'shama kol soifrim akrim, and he hears soifrim there practicing, they're learning safrus, and they're using a get with real names, and they say, Ish Plainim, Igarish is Plainis. And this person gets excited because it just so happens to be his name, his wife's name, it's the right city. He wants to divorce his wife, so he walks inside. Is it okay if I buy that get? So the Mishnah says, no, you can't. Why? Because it's halacha that it has to be lishma. There was another example. Kasav Igarish says, Ish Devin Nimlach, somebody wanted to divorce his wife, and he changed his mind. He's not. Umatza ben Iroi, and he found somebody in the city who has the same name as him, whose wife's name is the same name as this person's wife, and again he wants to buy the get. Says the Mishnah, you can't. Why? The Gemara explained, because it's halacha of lishma. Freik nesivos, why do you have to come on to the halacha of lishma? Why don't you say more pasha? That the reason it doesn't work over there is because who wrote the get? A sofer. When the sofer wrote the get, he didn't write it b'shlichus of the husband. There were soferim, called soferim makrim. The husband never appointed him as a shliach. So if there's halacha of the kasav law, which says that the husband has to be the one to write the get. And when the husband doesn't write it, it only works because of Shulcha Shaladim Kemaisai. Then it's partial why the first two cases of the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak don't work. They don't work because the Sefer never wrote it b'shlichos of the husband. So forget the halacha of Lishma. Tepeklei shlichos. The Teretz is, says the Teretz Gittin. According to Tosfos, Tafchot Beizim Adveiz, it's very geschmack. There really is no halacha that the husband has to write it. It doesn't have to be b'shlichos. You need a sefer to write it. A sefer wrote it. It was written lishma. Oh, was it lishma? Was it not lishma? That's the issue. And that's why it's a sugi of lishma. But as far as shlichus itself goes, that not, Teres Kittin asks it as a kasha on the Rishonim that argue with Tosis that don't agree with this Yisoid. That is a Teres Kittin's kasha. That's the first ta'ara as far as the introduction goes. The second, the basic halach of lishma. Where's it learned out from? The kasav law. Law means for her. So pashit, I think if you ask a man on the street, if he thinks about it for a moment, what's the basic halacha of lishma? A get has to be written l'shem ha'isha ha'miskareshes. Has to be written with the kivun that the woman that's going to be divorced, it was written for her. The makor is v'kasav la. La means the woman, l'shem v'isha. However, if you look at the Rambam's lashon in the beginning of the third parak in Hilchas Gerushin, where he brings the halacha of lishma, it's not the way the Rambam brings it. Kol get shloy nichtav l'shem ha'ish hamigarish u'l'shem ha'isha hamiskareshes einay get. So the Rambam says that it's not enough that a get be written l'shem ha'isha; it has to be written l'shem ha'ish as well. And you have to say that although the makar to the halacha of lishma is because of la, but the Rambam understood la laftafka, and just like it has to be written l'shem ha'isha miskareshes, she's a very important part of this gerushin. So too, it has to be written l'shem ha'isha migarish. She's also a very important part of the gerushin. But either way, although from the sugyas in the Gemara, particularly this Mishnah, it sounds like it's all about was it written for this wife, that wife, that the ikur din l'shma is l'shem ha'isha ha'miskareshes, and the posik v'kas of law certainly would suggest that. But the Rambam clearly says in the beginning of the third parak of gerushin, he repeats it again later in the parak gimel, and that is that the halacha of lishma is not exclusive to the isha, but it would apply to the ish as well. One other important halacha regarding the halacha of lishma, and what is that? Is what if the get was written stoma? So it wasn't written for the isha hamiskareshet. It also wasn't written for another woman who has the same name. It was just written stoma. The sefer sat down and he said, just in case a man and a woman come in with these names, I want the get to work for them. So it wasn't written with an intent for another man and woman, but it also wasn't written specifically for this man or woman. Is the halacha that stomas kilishma or stomas lav kilishma? And the truth is that this shaila is not exclusive to halachas gerushin. It's really in a geyer wherever you have halacha lishma, such as ksiva sefer Torah, and kachim. Carbon has to be brought lishma l'shem. Shisha dvarim hazevach, the six kavanas of lishma that the kohen had to have while he was bringing a carbon. So whenever there's a halacha of lishma, do you have to have a positive, proactive kavan of lishma, or is it enough that it wasn't shaloi lishma, meaning stoma? It wasn't lishma, it wasn't shaloi lishma. What would be the halacha over there? So the truth is, it's the first sugi mesach tzvachim. It's the first mishnah mesach tzvachim deals with the halacha of lishma. Kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloi lishma ksheirin, elo shaloi olu l'bayil m'shem chayved. It's the very first sugi. The first sugyon in Kachin. The Gemara discusses on Amid Beis what would be the halach of stomach. It says the Gemara as follows: Amalei Ravina the Rapapa, Ravina the Rapapa, like Havas Gabam Beurta Betchuma Becharmach. It's a shame that you weren't in Beis Medrash last night. The Rami Rava Mili Maal Yisah Hadadi Veshanilu, because Rava asked a Yishmak Estira and he said a very nice teretz. So Ravina told Rapapa, you really missed out by not showing up because you missed out on some nice raid. Rava asked Estira with a teretz. It was very Gishmak. Says the Gemara, my Mili Maal Yisah. What was this Gishmak raid that Rava spoke out? So he said as follows. I'll tell you what he said. Now, the Mishnah says, a carbon that's written shaloi l'shma is possible. It sounds like hostama al nami l'bayim l'shem chayv. It's only if the carbon was brought shaloi l'shma that the carbon is going to be problematic. But let's say it wasn't shaloi l'shma. It also wasn't l'shma. It was stama. It sounds like it's going to be okay. Alma stama nami kilishma dami. V'reminis Rav asked the stira. The stira was from the first mishnah in the third parak in Maseches Gittin. Kol ha'getchin nichtav shaloi l'shem isha pasol. V'stama nami pasol. And the Gemara explains how Rava knew that, but Rava had a diuk in the first Mishnah in the third parak that stomach is possible. So he had a stira. Is stomach kosher? Is stomach possible? From Zvachan dat Bezamid Aleph, he had a diuk. Stomach is going to be kosher. And from Gittin dat Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, he had a raya that stomach is going to be possible. That was his stira. What was his teretz? His teretz was that there's a difference between Zvachan and between Gerushin. Vishani, he answered, Zvachim bistam lishman oimdim. Yeah, when it comes to bringing a carbon, stomach is lishma. Isha, when it comes to Gerushin, bistam lavli Gerushin. Why? So he explained, a carbon is oimed to be brought as a carbon. A carbon has to be brought lishma. So therefore, it's destined to be written lishma. It's destined to be karev lishma. That's what halacha is. That's stama lishma. A isha, however, bistama lav legerish in aymedes. A woman is usually not aymedes legerish, because hopefully a woman will never get divorced. Does that mean that she's not aymedes legerish unless the get was written specifically l'shem this isha? The halacha is that stama is going to be lav kilishma. So is stama kilishma or is it lav kilishma? It depends. Carbon, which is oimedes lezvicha, stoma is kilishma. A woman who's not oimedes legerishin, stoma is not going to be lishma. So just two orders on this Gemara, and we'll begin the daf. Number one, Tosfos says that the Gemara said stam ishalav legerishin oimedes afilu zinsa tachas baila. Tosfos speaks out a very nice chiddush. That's true. Even if the woman was mizana tachas baila, she's a soita with halachis. She's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. Now the husband has to give her a get. So you can argue if the husband has to give her a get, this woman now is oimedes legerishin. So if she's oimedes legerishin, maybe now stoma will be Kilishma, says Tosfos, Mikol Makom Lav Lehiskarish Beget Ze Oimedes. Even though she is, in fact, in this case, Oimedes Legerishin, but not Beget Ze. V'gam Tosfos says, Em Lo Yirtzabal Lo Yigarshenu. If he wants, technically, he cannot give her a get. Ela Shalei Tashmishenu. There's an Issa Tashmish. But if he really wants, he doesn't have to give her a get. So Tosfos is discussing what would be the halacha of a Soita by Stoma Kilishma in light of the Gemara Svar, that the whole reason why Stoma's Lav Kilishma Begerishin is because Isha Lav That's a geshmaka tais, an important tais. It's welcome that base on the base. But I'll just tell you one other kasha, and that's a geshmaka kasha from Reb Shloimeh Kluger. We spoke this out a very long time ago when we learned Masech the Sukkah, Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Mishnah, well known Mishnah, Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph, Sukkah Yeshana. What's the halacha of a sukkah? Very unrelated. That's Yeshana. It's old. What's the definition of a sukkah Yeshana? It was built more than 30 days before sukkah. So the Mishnah says, Beishamai poislin u beisil machshir. Beishamai says that a sukkah Yeshana is posel. Beisilil says a sukkah Yeshana is kosher. So according to Beishamai, it doesn't matter when you build a sukkah, it's always going to be fine. Beishamai says, no, it's a problem. More than 30 days before sukkah, if you build a sukkah, it's a sukkah Yeshana, it's going to be posel. Within 30 days, it's going to be fine. Says Rashi, what's the svara? What's the difference if it was written before 30 days or within 30 days? So Rashi, Beishamai poislin sukkah Yeshana, the bo'o sukkah lishma vizu stam nasis. Because a sukkah has to be made lishma. Beshamai holds, when you build a sukkah, there's a halacha of lishma. There's a halacha of lishma by ksivas aget. There's a halacha of lishma by ksivas sefer Torah, by karbonos. There's a halacha of lishma when it comes to asiyas ha-sukkah. This sukkah was made stama. Says Beshamai that before 30 days, if it was made stama, It's lav kilishma dami. Therefore, it's going to be possible. The ilu toich shloishim lechag. If you make it within 30 days, given the shaylim hilchas achag, being that they start learning the halachas of Sukkot, or any yomtiv for that matter, within 30 days of yomtiv, stam ha'oisa l'shem chagu oisa. If somebody builds a sukkah without having anything in mind, min hastam, he's doing it l'shem Sukkot, avu koidim shloishim, stam olav l'chag. So Rashi says, a very geshmaka biur in Shitas Beis Shammai. You know the difference between before 30 and within 30? It's predicated on the fact that Beis Shammai holds that a sukkah has to be built l'shma. This person built the sukkah stam. So is stam like l'shma, or is stam not like l'shma? If he built it before 30 days of Sukkot, then we assume Stam is not Kishma. If he built it within 30 days, being that he's already living Sukkot, he's preparing for Sukkot, he's learning the halachas, he's shopping for Sukkot, he's doing everything that needs to be done, then there's a svara to say that this Sukkot was probably built for Sukkot, and it's for that reason that Loch is going to be that Stam is Kilishma. It's a fake trip, Shlomo Kluger, Geshmak Kasha. Yeah, over here, Gemara Mesech, this welcome that Beis Amid Beis, where Avina told Rapapa that you should have been in Beis Medrash last night, because Rav asked the Stira whether Stam is Kilishma or Stam is not Kilishma, and he said a very Geshmak Teret, so you missed that on a very Geshmak. Fake trip, Shlomo Kluger, that was a really nice Shtickle Torah that Rav spoke up, but isn't it a Mefurish Mishnah? Wasn't Rav's Chiddish that you say Stam is Kilishma when something is Oymed l'shem kach, and you don't say stomach l'shma when it's not oymed l'shem kach? Isn't that mamish Beis Shammai svara in the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph? And even though we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, but the svara is a svara nechayna. So Frank Reb Shlomo Kluger, why were the Amiran so excited with what Rav said, as if it was a tremendous chiddush, something that nobody had ever heard, where he's reconciling this stira that exists throughout Shas? It would seem to be a mefurish, a Mishnah, Yavshitas, Beis Shammai, the way Rashi is mefarish, Beis Shammai Shita, in the Mishnah of Sukkah, Daf Tesam and Aleph, this from Shlomo Kluger's in the Chochma Shlomo, in Hilchas Sukkah, Simin Tof Rei Shlam Vav. He has a Richos, which is very relevant to our Sugis that we're learning right now. But either way, just a little bit about the Iker Mitzvah of Vekasav Law. Does Vekasav Law mean the husband? Does it mean the Sefer? Do you have to come on to Shulchan Shalom Kemoisai? Taisvis Raya from the Mishnah Daf Chapez Amid Beis, the Teres Gittin's Raya, the Nesivas Raya from the Mishnah and Daf of Dalid Amid Aleph, other Rishonim, as mentioned, argue the din l'shma, the kos of love means l'shem ma'isha. What about l'shem ma'ish? The Rambam's lashon in the beginning of the third parak in Hilchas Gerish, and then finally, istama kilishma or istama lav kilishma. When it comes to Gerish, and istama is lav kilishma, that's a Gemara in Zvachim, that pays on the days. And Tosfos speaks out, even a zayna with halachas, the husband has no choice, but he has to give her a get. Even then, the halacha is going to be that istama is lav kilishma. Why? Because the isha's lav legerish and aimedes. Could be it's related to the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daftes, Amid Aleph. Either way, Zok the Mishnah. HaKosef Tevsin Gittin. So you have a Sefer who's preparing Gittin. He's preparing Shtaris. And the reason he's doing it is because he's in the Shtaris business. So it's good to have some over-the-counter, some off-the-shelf Shtaris or Gittin that somebody can buy. So could he do it or not? Says the Mishnah, he could. However, you have to leave out certain parts of the get. Tzarech Shiyaneach Mokim Ha'ish, U'mokim Ha'isha, the place where you write the husband's name, the place where you write the wife's name, U'mokim Hazman, where you write this man, let's say this Sefer is not preparing Gittin, as in Get Isha, but rather just loan documents. So there too, he can do it, but he has to leave out certain information. That's where you write the amount of money. What if these are bills of sale? Shtari Mechira. There too. That's the buyer. The seller. The amount of money that they're spending. And that's the area where you're going to put the field. And the reason is, says the Mishnah, Mipnei HaTav. What exactly Mipnei HaTakana means, that's going to be a machoikus in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara what those words Mipnei HaTakana means. Rabbi Yehuda, read the argument of Tanakamba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to do this. A Sefer cannot prepare shtaris. Not get isha, not a shtar milva, not a shtar mechira. Doesn't matter what you include or exclude. Postal bakula, you're never allowed to do this. You cannot have a shtar ready to go just in case, even if you leave out the pertinent information. Rabbi Loz is the third sheet in the Mishnah, Machshav B'kulon. He says that they're all going to be kosher. Chutz migitei nashim. Shenema v'kosov v'al v'shma. Rabbi Loz is more mekel than the Tanakama. He's also more machmir than the Tanakama. He says it's totally if you're dealing with get isha or if you're dealing with regular shtari mami. Get isha where there's halacha because of lolishma. So there you can't do anything. You can't prepare the get even if you're going to leave out the makim ha'ishva isha v'azman. In that sense, he's more machmir than the Tanakama. He's also more mekel when it comes to shtari mekach. He says, what is shtari mekach? Shtari milvah. Who cares? Why can't you prepare it? You can put whatever you want and there's no halacha of lishma, so why should it be an issue? So he's more meko when it comes to shtari milva and shtari mekach. He's more macro when it comes to get isha. It's a very simple three shittas in the Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, there's no nafkemina between a get isha and a shtar mom, and the halacha is always going to be the same. You want to prepare the document, you can peer it, you can prepare it. However, you have to leave out the pertinent information. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can never prepare a document. Again, he's consistent. There's no chilek between the get isha and shtari mom. However, whereas the Tanakhama says you can at least prepare the typhus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't prepare anything. Rabbi Lozer says, very reasonably, there's a chiluk between a gerisha and a regular shtar. Gerisha with his halacha of lishma, so there, a machmer, don't do anything. Shtar imamu, there's no halacha of lishma, there a mekel, even more mekel than Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, there you could do whatever you want. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, read this in the name of Shmuel, regarding the shita of the Tanakhama that said, that a koisiv toiv se gitin, that if a sofer wants to prepare a get, he can, as long as he leaves out the makim ha'ish, u'makim ha'isha, u'makim ha'zman. So said Shmuel, there's one other piece of information you have to leave out. Zorach she'eniach, af makim hare'at muteres l'chaladim. The words, hare'at muteres l'chaladim, that are written in a get, those words have to be left out as well. And the reason is, Rashi says, Shegam ze ikre shel get, because that's also considered a very important part of the get. I mean that it's an important part of the get, that locha of lishma relates to those words as well. Meaning when the Sefer writes, Hareyat muteres l'chaladim, he has to write it lishma. And being that at this point, when the Seif is preparing to get, he doesn't know who the Ish is going to be. Doesn't know who the Ish is going to be. That's why he's leaving a blank, because he doesn't know who they are. So you have to leave Hareyat Muteres L'Chaladam, because when it comes time to write Hareyat Muteres L'Chaladam, it has to be written lishma. This Lashon of Rashi, Shekamze Ikri Shel Get, is a Lashon of Mishnah, and Daf Pehe Yaman Aleph. It's the bottom line, Daf Pehe Yaman Aleph. Gufay Shel Get. What is Gufay Shel? What's the main words in the get? Hare at muteres l'chalon. If you remember in the first parak of Masechtas Nedarim, you have the sugi of Yodis. The ikur sugi of Yodis applies to Gittin as well. Machlikis Tanaim, Yodis begittin. And it's all negeya that line of Hare at muteres, Hare at muteres l'chalon, the v'dein diyahav l'chi shtari. The whole sugi of Yodis b'ne Gittin was negeya this lashon of Re'at Muteres L'Chaladim, because that's the ikur lashon I get. We also spoke out earlier in the week, the Avni Meluim, where the Avni Meluim said that there's no halacha of Amira when it comes to Gerishin. Right? When a person is Mekadesh, a woman, so you have to do two things. You have to do a Maisa Kenyan, or Isha Niknes, because of Shtarabiyah. You also have to say the magic words, Re'at Muteres L'Chaladim. Throughout Masechtas Gittin, you find that when a husband gave his wife a get, he always said, Hogitech, Hareza Gitech. But says the Avni Meluim, that's only a Dindir Rabbanan. He quotes the Rambam says that if the husband didn't say Hogitech, it's possible. And whatever the Rabbam says, pasul, he means pasul mit the Rabbanan. It means mit the rice, you don't have to say hogitech. You don't have to say mit the rice hogitech. So weird, there has to be an amira. I mean, yeah, it has to, it doesn't have to be evident what's going on, says the Avdim. Oh, it is evident. Read the Shtar. The Shtar says, Hare'at Muteres L'Chaladam. That is Gufay Shel Get. The Hare'at Muteres L'Chaladam is the amira. That's the equivalent thereof of Hare'at Mekudeshes Li that you have Bekudushin. Either way, it's an important part of the get. If it's an important part of the get, it has to be written lishma. Therefore, when the sefer is preparing the get, he has to leave out those words of Hareyat Muteres L'Chaladam. And Shmuel continued, and he said, V'Rabba Lozer. And the reason I believe that the sefer has to leave out those words, because my understanding of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is going to Rabba Lozer. The Omar Ede Mesir Karti. And if Rabba Lozer holds Ede Mesir Karti, a derivative of that is, as we've mentioned so many times, Be'ina K'siv L'Shma. That because of love means that the K'siv has to be lishma. So if the get has to be written lishma, therefore you have to leave a Re'at Muteres L'Chaladam, because that's the Gufay Shel Get, and a Re'at Muteres L'Chaladam needs to be written lishma, says the Gemara Vitzricha. So what does Vitzricha mean? So for this we need Rashi. Rashi says that if you're halting Cheshbin, this is the third time in the last few dafin that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a Mishnah, which was a little bit ambiguous, is going according to Rabbi Lazar that holds Eidim Asira Karti. We had the Mishnah on Daf Kafalov on the base, where the Mishnah said, Ein Kois from Mechob L'Karki. Now let her write a get, but Mechob L'Karki. Why? Rashi said, because there has to be a Venasan. You can't do a Nesina on something that's Mechob L'Karki. How are you going to do Venasan the other? I think we'll write from this Rashi that you can't be koina get. There actually has to be a mesiris get. It has to go from the man's hand to the woman's hand, because otherwise, just be koina the karka. How you koina karka? Keser shtar chazaka. What's the big deal? But either way, ein kosvin b'mechubar. Then the Mishnah said, kosvin b'mechubar. Let's say you did write it b'mechubar. Tolshu, you tore it. V'chosmin, then you signed it when it was tolshu. V'nasu lo kosher. So we're asked the stira. First you said, ein kosvin b'mechubar. And then you said, if you wrote it, it's okay. As long as it wasn't signed when it was mechubar. So make up your mind. Is it possible if it was written in Mechubar or is it not? There was a machloikis amirah, and there were two pshatim had to understand the Mishnah. Some amirah understood that the Mishnah is going according to a mayor that holds the chesim makarti, and really the ikur is that it's signed when it's talish. Others said that it's going according to Rabbi Lazar, it was Edom Asir Karti. Who said that it's going according to Rabbi Lazar? Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Vushashayim Makam Atev. The Mishnah is really going according to Rabbi Lazar, that holds Edom Asir Karti. When the Mishnah said that B'dievet, if you wrote it, Mechubar, it's going to be okay, it means when you left out the Makom HaTorif. Because it's only the Torif that Me'ikar HaDin is Ma'akiv that has to be written with a Tosh. But either way, you have Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, who's Mefarish a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alef Amud Beis, that you can go both ways, either according to Ramei or according to Rabbi Lazar, that it's going according to Rabbi Lazar. Then you had the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. HaKol K'sherim L'chtav Esaget, HaFilu Cherishayit V'Kotet. Freit the Gemara V'lab Nei Dei Eninu. So there were three Terutzim in the Gemara. The third teretz in the Gemara was Om Rav Yudah Mashmul Vushashay Makom HaTorif. It's talking about where he left out the main part of the get, and the main part of the get needs to be written l'shma. For that, a cherishayt v'katan would be possible. The Mishnah that said Akol Kshen Lichtav Zaget, I feel a cherishayt v'katan is talking about where you left out the main part of the get. So that's another time where Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a Mishnah here in Masechtos Gittin is going according to the laws that holds it. This is the third time he said it. This Mishnah that says Akoyzotayv Zegittin Tzorach Sheyaniach Makom Ish Makom Ish Makom Hazman. So you descend the name of Shmuel. You also have to leave out the Makom of Reb Mitaris L'Chaladam, because I hold that the Mishnah is Rebbe Laza. We'll see soon that there's another way to learn the Mishnah, but I hold that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Laza. If the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Laza, the Ksivas Haget has to be Lishma, being that Hariat Mutaris L'Chaladam is Ikre Shal Get. It has to be written Lishma as well. So you have three Mishnayos in regarding the Halacha Mechubar, Cherishayit V'Katan, and here the Sefer that's preparing Gittin, where Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Laza. And the Gemara's kash is, why do you need all three? Says the Gemara, V'Tzricha. The Yesh, Min Hach Kumais, because I only had the Mishnah of Chafal of Amabez, I would have thought by He, would it could look like Rebbe Laza. There wouldn't be a Mepharish Mishnah like Rebbe Laza. The Ketani, why? Ain't Koisvin. Viktani Kisvu. The Mishnah there was very unclear. It started off Ein Kaisin, and then it said that if you wrote it, Mechubar, as long as you signed it when it wasn't Mechubar, it's going to be okay. Clearly, we're lacking some information in that Mishnah. There's a stira going on. So we need to do something. Something needs to be explained. So over there, maybe, with the Les Bereira, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the best way to reconcile the stira from the first line to the second line of the Mishnah is by explaining according to Rabbi Lazar. He liked that way of getting out of the stira better than the other Amiram who explained it. I'll leave it to Rameir. Avol Seifa, but the Seifa, the Ketan Ishen Kim Aget Al B'Chisamov. What did the Seifa say? Hakol Kshen Lichte Besaget, Afilu Kherishayt Vakotan. Ha Isha Kaysev Eskito, Va Ish Kaysev Eshoivroi, Shen Kim Aget Al B'Chisamov. That was the last line of the Mishnah. Ein Kim Aget Al B'Chisamov, Pashta sounds Rameir. That the reason a cherishayt v'katan are kosher, the reason the Mishnah said that even a woman can write her own get, is because the ikur of a get is kiyum chesamos. So it sounds like the Mishnah is going dafkin going to a meir. So I would have thought that the first Mishnah, which it's not clear who it's going according to, so he preferred the beer according to Rabbi Lazar. But the second Mishnah, where it says mefurish and kiyum aget alu b'chesamos, it sounds for sure like we're going according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, he had to say, no, this Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah says en kiyum aget alu b'chesamos. So we spoke about that already, how you explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lazar. And the Yesh, and I only had the second time the Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel that the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, I would have thought, Bahi Nami Ikuluk Mekra Rabbi Lazar. Avol Ha, this Mishnah I would have thought is maybe worse than that. Why? Because there was a third sheet to mention in the Mishnah. We had the Tanakama, we had Rabbi Yehuda, and who was the third sheet of the Mishnah? Rabbi Lazar. So mid the Sefer Rabbi Lazar, being that the third opinion of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, Reisha Lav Rabbi Lazar, how could Rabbi Lazar argue with Rabbi Lazar? In fact, Gemara is going to ask that kasha. But for now, how could Rabbi Lazar argue with Rabbi Lazar? Tzricha. That's why you needed Rabbi Yehuda to say in the name of Shmuel that even though there's a Rabbi Lazar mentioned later in the Mishnah, the first sheet that mentioned in the Mishnah is also Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar's sheet of Edom Asir Karatis. Either way, you have three Mishnayos in here where Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a Mishnah which technically can be interpreted, I'll leave it to Rav Meir and I'll leave it to Rav Elazar, all three times he said it's going according to Rav Elazar. The Gemara's question, let's say it once. If one Stam Mishnah is Rav Elazar, then you would think to be consistent, all the Stam Mishnah is Rav Elazar. So the Gemara, no, there were svaras reasons why you could have thought not that way, and that's why three times Rav Yehuda had to say again in the name of Shmuel, by the way, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar. So according to Rabbi Lazar, that there's a halacha that a get has to be written l'shma. So if a sofer wants to prepare gittin, a libra the Tanakama, he has to leave out the makom ish, makom ish, makom azman, and like Shmuel added, the makom of areiat mataras l'chaladim. The same halacha that's said by Geisha was said by a shtar milva and a shtar mekach. Now there's no halacha of the shema. So if the whole halacha of the Mishnah is predicated on the shema, Rabbi Lazar's halacha, why do you have it by shtar milva, shtar mekach? The reason the Gemara is going to say in a moment is because we were geizer shar shtaris atu Geisha. What was the reason for this whole halacha? Mipnei atakana. That was what the Mishnah said. It's my takana. What does that mean? Rabbi Yonason said, Mipnei takana sofer Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yonason was going, explaining the Mishnah the same way Rabbi Yehuda did in the name of Shmuel, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar that holds Eda Misira Kati. What was the Mipnei atakana? Mipnei takana. We felt bad for the sofer. Why? Meaning, being that the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Lazar, there's halacha that again has to be written l'shma. So although the ikar halacha of the kasav of l'shma is going on the toyrif, but it would have made a lot of sense to make a gzera and say the soifah shouldn't be able to write the toifis of the get either. But they wanted the soifah that are busy. He has a big business going. So if you're going to only be able to prepare again on demand, so then he's going to be backlogged. It's going to cause problems. So just to help the business of Safras, the Chachamim made an interesting takana and said, despite the fact we're very tempted to make a gzera, to say, just like you can't write the Torif, you can't write the Toifus either, although the Ikad din l'shma has nothing to do with the Toifus, but it's a very reasonable gzera. The Chachamim withheld that gzera because they felt bad for the Seifrim. The Mishnah had two other shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar. So just continuing to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lazar, so the Gemara says, how now do you understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shitas Rabbi Lazar? So the Gemara says, very poshut. Rabbi Yehuda poysel b'kulan. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't write even the toifis of a get, you can't even write the toifis of a shtar. What's the reason? Gozer toifis otu teref. Number one, he was gozer toifis otu teref. He didn't buy into this takonas asoifrim. So he said that although the ikedim l'shma is the teref, but the chavim made a gzera toifis otu teref. Additionally, gozer shtaris otu getin. He was gozer shtaris atu getin. Tanakama was also gozer shtaris atu getin. He just wasn't gozer toifis atu teiref. Rabbi Yehuda was gozer shtaris atu getin. He was also gozer toifis atu teiref. Meaning the machloik is the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether the sofer can prepare the toifis is, did the Chachamim make a special takana mipnei ha-soferim that we're not going to worry about the toifis? Or no, we are worried about the toifis. A very reasonable gzera and gozer Toifis atu teiref. Rabbi Lazar machshav b'kul. Rabbi Lazar was the in-between shita. He was more mekel when it comes to shtare mamin. He was more machmer when it comes to Geisha. He was more mekel when it comes to shtare mamin. There you can prepare even the teiref. You can bid a whole shtar. He was more machmer when it comes to Geisha. He said, not only can you not write the makom ha'ishva, isha v'azman, etc., you can't even write the toifis. What's pshat of Rabbi Lazar? Very simple. Toifis atu teiref gazar. Where there's halacha of l'shma, such as by Geisha, he doesn't just say you can't write the ikar, you can't write even the taifas. Shtar, so to get the like gaza, but by shtari mammon, there's no halacha of l'shma. Aye, let's make a gzeira shtaris atu geisha. That's not something he's worried about. What was Rabbi Lazar's reason? So the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar machshav b'kulon chutz mikitei nashim shenemar v'kasav lo l'shma. Freik the gemara v'kik siv lo atayrefu d'chsev. How could Rabbi Lazar's reason why there's a halacha that even the toifis has to be written l'shma be because it says v'kasav lo? There's no way v'kasav lo means the toifis. It means v'tayrif. Says the gemara, you're right. Just tweak the language in the Mishnah a little bit. Ele eima mishum shenemar v'kasav lo l'shma. Not shenemar, but rather mishum shenemar. What's the difference? It's a very subtle difference. Shenemar means it sounds like that's what the Torah say. Torah didn't say you can't write the toifis. Torah said you can't write the toirif. What Rabbi Lazar meant to say was mishum shenemar. Being that the Torah said you can't write the toirif, we make a gzera toifis atu teiref. But either way, the yisoid of Rabbi Lazar sheet there is because it's a din l'shma by Geisha, therefore we made a gzera. Freik the Gemara kashet Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, and it was also Rabbi Yonason here in the Gemara that explained the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lazar. The Tanakama is Rabbi Lazar Ozei de Masir Karti. How then could you have a Rabbi Lazar as the third opinion in the Mishnah? How could Rabbi Lazar argue with Rabbi Lazar? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoiv, I'll leave it to Rabbi Lazar. There were different opinions as to what Rabbi Lazar's Shita was. Meaning, we all know Rabbi Lazar's Shita regarding Eid B'Sirah Karti, that's clear, but whether Rabbi Lazar was Geizer, was he concerned Taifas Atu Tairef or not, whether Rabbi Lazar was Geizer Shtaris Atu Shar get isha, that already was a machloikis tanoim aliba the Rabbi Lazar. The point, all the Amiram were saying was, is that the ikar halacha of the Mishnah is going b'shitas Rabbi Lazar that holds Eidim Mesirah Kart. He says, the Gemara, this is all one way to learn the Mishnah. There's a whole other way to learn the Sugya. Rav Shapsi, Omar, Chizkiya, Rav Shapsi. You don't see Rav Shapsi often in Shasen. The name of Chizkiya, Mishum Kitata. No, he has a whole different beer in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, B'nei HaTakana, it doesn't mean Takana Seifrim. It means B'nei Kitata, V'Rameir Hi, and the Mishnah is going according to Rameir, the Omer Eidich Simakarti. Really, the Mishnah is going according to Rameir, the Oz Eidich Simakarti. What's the significance in this context of the old Eidich Simakarti? When it says V'kasav La, it doesn't mean Chzivas Aget, it means Chzimas Aget, which means the get really doesn't have to be written Lishma. U'bedinu da'filo ta'if na'ami lichter. So you can prepare a get, the Isha doesn't matter. There's no halacha that a get has to be written l'shma. I v'kasavla, it means chasima. So why then did the chachamim make a takana that there are certain parts of the get that you cannot read l'shma, write l'shma? The reason is ketata. What's the ketata? Ketata literally means fights. V'zimna l'shamalei l'sayif v'takakasiv, because we're concerned that a woman's going to be walking in the street and she's going to hear that voice where the people are sitting around and they're practicing writing a get. And the sayfer decided to use a real example. So he's going to say, let's take this family, for example. Reuben wants to divorce Rachel. She overhears it. It's not going to go over well. She's going to think that her husband hired the cipher, and the husband's going to have a hard time, as he often does, getting out of this mess. So a fight's going to break out, and the whole marriage is going to fall apart. So we highly recommend that you don't prepare gittin in the event of, just in case, so that you don't come to this kind of situation. But it's a reverse understanding of the Mishnah. We tell now that Miram and Amanalef were explained the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lazar, where there is a din lishma. The question is, how far did the Chachamim take the takan of lishma? Only for the Tayrith, even for the Taifas? Are we geizer Taifas out to Tayrith? Are we geizer Shtar Sharas out to Gerisha? Here, Rabbi Shapsi, he says, not a whole different pshat of the Mishnah. Really, there is no halach of lishma. Because Eidi Chesimba Karti, the din lishma is talking about the Chesimba Sa'edim. And really, there should be no halach at all. The fact that there's even a idea that you have to leave out Mokim Ishva Isha is in itself a chiddush. Why? It's a random reason. Rashi just says there's one nafkimina lalocha. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and that is, do you have to leave out the words of Arei At Muteres L'Chaladim? Shmuel preface. Amar Bidam Shmuel. Tzorich Sheniach Af Mokim Arei Muteres L'Chaladim. Because for Rabbi Elazar, because being that the Tana, the Mishnah holds that the get has to be written l'shma, and that is gufa yishal get. It's the ikra part of the get, therefore it has to be written l'shma. But now, if the Mishnah, according to Reb Shapsi, is going according to Reb Meir, so really the get doesn't have to be written l'shma. It's only b'pnei ha-ketata that they said, leave out the names. Okay, the names you have to leave out, b'pnei ketata, b'rev materas l'choladam, that has nothing to do with the ketata, because that's standard language, that's not unique, it's not exclusive to any particular person. It's for that reason that you would be able to include Hareya Muteres L'chol Adam. Zokti Gemara Fight. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Rav Chisda Nehem Avimi, Mishum Takonis Agunois. He said the words, Mishum Takonis Agunois. Says the Gemara, Amri Rameyer, V'Amri Lor Belaza. Some explained Rav Chisda meant, according to Rav Meir Shita, the Eidei Chesim Makarati, and some explained his Shita according to Rabbi Elazar that holds Eidei Mesir Makarati. It's amazing, throughout Masechtas Gittin, you can learn Masechtas Gittin, Eidei Chesim Makarati, and it's like two Masechtas, and you can learn Masechtas Gittin, Eidei Mesir Makarati. What's even more amazing is there's some confusion as it relates to the Halacha L'maisa. I mean, the Gemara in the end of the Masechtas is going to get involved, like after learning a whole Masechtas. So is it Rav Meir or is it Rabbi Elazar? So it's Rabbi Elazar, but there's a Machlekes HaMeirahim, whether it's only by Get Isha, even by Shtari Mamin, and even what exactly Rabbi Meir held, and what exactly Rabbi Elazar held is confusing in the Rishonim and the Achrayim and this Lamdas and Super Lamdas. So amazingly, it's something so basic, it literally permeates the entire Masechta. You see this Nafkiminas La'alacha in almost every single Sugya Masechta is Gittin, and it's extremely unclear what it even means. But either way, says the Gemara, when Rav Chisda said, Mishum Takana Sagunois, it's Amri Lo Rabbi Meir, Amri Lo Rabbi Elazar, Amri Lo Rabbi Meir, Dot Meir Dechassim Akarti. Some said that Rav Chisda held like Rav Meir that holds Eidei Chesim Akarti. Ubedinu, that's a little Tarif Nami Lichtav. And really, if you hold Eidei Chesim Akarti, even the Tarif could be written, can be prepared, because there's no halacha l'shma. So why then is there halacha not to write the Tarif? Mishum takonas agunois. What's taguno? The zimnen, the havalok tot abada. We're afraid that if a sofer is going to prepare a get on behalf of a husband, even when he doesn't have a mind necessarily to give her a get, later he's going to get into a fight with her, and while he's angry, he's going to, instead of throwing pans, he's going to throw an actual get. He's going to throw an actual get. She'll turn into aguna. So this is not a real aguna. Aguna is usually a woman that can't get married. married. She's neither here nor there. This woman can get married, but she's an aguna from her husband. So we don't want to have gittin prepared because it's going to encourage gerishin. Amri lo Rabbi Lazar, some say that he meant Rabbi Lazar. Da'amei edem asira karti. Ubedinu dafilo toifes nami loylich. Really, the Chachamim should have made a takana not to write even the toifes. V'zimna d'vay l'mezal Medina Sayyam. We were concerned that you have a man who wants to go to Medina Sayyam, and before he goes to Medina Sayyam, he wants to give his wife a get. Why? So, see the end of Masechtas Yevamos. Because very often, people would go on business trips and they would never come home. And the husband, the woman would have no idea where her husband is, all the halachas of Eidos Isha. So before he goes, very often they would write a get. Allah Tanai, if I don't come back by a certain date, I want the get to be chal. But what will happen if you can't find a sefer to write the get? The Azul Ma'agun, so he's going to not give a get, and then he's going to go. She'll turn out to be an aguna, so it's not going to be good. So the Chachamim said that even though, again, we're tempted to make a takana, not to write the toifis, we're going to allow you to write the toifis because it makes a lot of sense to have a toifis prepared, because if it's not prepared, there may be a situation where we're going to have an aguna. The Mishnah said, Umakam Azman, one of the things that have to be left out when a sefer prepares a get is the place where this man was written. It says the Gemara, Kapasik Batani, Lo Shemana Nesuin, V'lo Shna Mina Erisin. It sounds like whether the get is a get Mina Erisin or it's a get Mina Nesuin, either way, the Mokam Azman has to be left out, right? Marriage happens in two stages. Erisin, what we know as Kiddushin, loosely translated as engagement, but it's a horrible translation because when a husband and a wife had erusin between them, they were really married. She's an eshes ish. If she's mezana tachas baila and has a child, the child is going to be a mamzer. Ha'isha niknis bekesef shtarubia means erusin. It means kedushin. They're synonyms of each other. Nesuin, what exactly nesuin means, that's complicated. Even the rishonim were unsure of what it means. That's why we do everything. We do a yichud room, we do a chuppah, we do a lot of different things because we're not sure. We're confused exactly what nesuin is. But that's the second stage of marriage. So it sounds like whether the husband's divorcing his wife mina erisin or he's divorcing his wife mina nesuin, either way, the halacha is the get that's going to have his man would have had to have this man left out. You couldn't have this man prepared earlier. Kapasik fatani. This that the soif has to leave out mokum as man is loishman and suv, loishman and irisin. Freight the gemara. Bishlaiman and suin. Bishlaim according to Bishlaiman and suin. I understand why you have to leave out the mokum as man. Because bein laman dama mishum basa chisa ikka. Bein laman dama mishum peri ikka. If you remember, daf yizayinam and aleph, we had the sugi of zman. Bipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. It was machlaikas Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonan said, Shemi yechapa al basa chisa. Rish Lakish said, mishum peri. Shemi yechapa basa chisa. We're concerned that a man's going to be married to his niece, she's going to be Vizana Tachas Baila. He's going to feel really bad for her. He doesn't want her to die. So he's going to give her a get without his man. When Bezin tries to prosecute her, she'll pull out the get, say that I was divorced at the time. They'll have no way of knowing that he gave her the get after the Maises Nos, because the get's not going to have his man. Misafik, they're never going to kill her. Ay, Cheskas Eishas Ish, Hef Shmaitza, we spoke about all that. But the point is, he's going to somehow prevent Bezdin from killing her. Therefore, the Chav made a takana. You have to have his man. Like this, we're going to know exactly when the Skerishin took place. Rish Lakish said for a different reason. It's Mishon Peri. Because every married woman who has Nechsa Milug, her husband is entitled to those peres nachsim alug. Husband is going to divorce his wife. He's going to continue taking the peres nachsim alug. She's going to take him to court and say, you're eating my peres nachsim alug. He's going to say, prove it. And she's going to pull out a get that has no zman. You're not going to be able to prove anything. So, machloik is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, why the Chachamim made this takana of zman. So says the Gemara as follows. Bishloima minanesuin. I understand why the makam zman has to be left out, because that was the ikr takana of zman. And bein lamanda amma mishum basa chayseyiko. Bein lamanda amma mishum Periyik Ela Mina Irisin. But however, if this get is happening Mina Irisin, so Bishlam Madam Mishum Basa Khoisa Ikko. Bishlam according to Madama that says that the reason Khamu Masakin's man is Mishum Basa Khoisoi, so that Svara applies Mina Irisin, just like it applies Mina Nazuin. Because once there's Irisin, she's a married woman, if she's Nizana Takas Bailo, she's Chayiv Misa, so you have the concern of Shami Yechapa Basa Khoisa Ela Madam Mishum Peri. But according to Madama that says the whole Takon of Zman was Mishum Peri, Arusa Miyisla Peri, Arusa doesn't have Paris anyways. So if she doesn't have Paris, it's all a moot. Point. So why do you need zman by a get mino erusin? Amrav Amrim ha milsa shami mino de ula. I heard a teretz from Ula. He said the following words: Mishum takonas vlad. That was what he said. But I never understood what he meant. But given the shamita lo hadatanya. But then I heard something else. I heard a brisa. Ha'imer kis forget la rusasi. Somebody goes to a sefer and he tells the sefer write a get I just got engaged. I just got married. I may want to divorce my wife. So he has a shnella tvisa. So he says, "Kis forget la rusasi l'kishachna sena egreshena." But I don't want to do it now. I want to wait till after the nisuin, and then I'm gonna divorce my wife. So the halach is eino get. You can't do it. Va'amar ula ula said matam. Why is it not a get? Because people are gonna look at the zman of the get. They're gonna see the zman was at the time of erusin. Now, really, they ended up getting married. If they ended up getting married, Benesuin, it's very possible that they're going to have a child. It looks like then the child was born after they got divorced. Because if someone's going to look at the get, so they got divorced, Mino Erison, but there's a baby. So had this baby come to the world if they were never married, Benesuin? So people are going to be Moitzi Laz on the child. Just to prevent being Moitzi Laz on the child, the Chachamim, they takona Savlad, made a takona, and they said, you can't write a get for an arusa that it should be chal for when she's in a suah. So says the Gemara, now I understand this, what Ula meant when he said, mipnei takona savlad, because hocha nami, here too, you have to have a zman by a get, min ha'erisin, not because of pay. Not because of Paris, because really the Svar of Paris doesn't apply. But Gzeira, Shema Yoimru, Gito Koidim Lopno. We don't want a situation where you have a Zman, Min Ho Erisin, and then after Nesuin, people are going to think that they were already divorced, Min Ho Erisin, they were never married, Min Ho Nesuin. There's an important Tosfos that Justin Pashup Shan in the Gemara. What's the Havamina that a Sofer would write a get? That should be chalach and asuin. That sounds like a get muktim if I've ever heard one. And that was the whole, that was the mishnah, daf yizayin of an alf. You're not allowed to write a shtar muktim. So Tosis deals with the pashup shan in this gemara. But just before we finish, two aras. Number one, the mishnah said you have to leave out, you have to omit the makam azman. So pashup shan, why do you have to omit the makam azman? So we just learned the gemara. Because halacha that a get has to have azman. So naturally you have to leave out the makam azman. Meaning, the Ikra Allah of the Mishnah that said, HaKosef Tev Segit in Tzarech Shiyaniach Mokim Ma'ish or Mokim Ma'isha, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, even Hariat Mutaris L'Chalon was related to the Allah of Lishma. There's a din that a get has to be written Lishma. So what has to be written Lishma? The Mokim Ma'ish. The Ish has to be written Lishma. The Ish has to be written Lishma. Hariat Mutaris L'Chalon has to be written Lishma. The Mishnah also mentions man. But Pashit, although it mentions man in the same sentence, in the same breath as the other things, it's lav mitameh for two different reasons. Mokim ha'ish, mokim ha'isha, mokim ha'riyat muteres l'choladam, that has to be omitted, because for there, you need lishma. Right now, there's no lishma. You're preparing a get for a couple that hypothetically may get married, so there's no halach of lishma. Number, as it relates to zman, that's for a different reason, because it's a takono, that a get has to have zman. But achreinim ha'medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, it's a beautiful diyak, b'lashoyne ha'zov shal HaRambam, hilchas gerish imperikim ha'alochas nayin, mipnei takona soifer, hitiruch ha'chomim le'soifer, sheyichtev toiv segitin. The chomim allowed a soifer to prepare toiv segitin. V'yoniach, he shall leave out, mokim ha'ish, u'mokim ha'isha, u'mokim ha'zman, umakim areyot meteres l'chol adam, kidei sheyichtivim l'shem ha'isha megarish, u'l'shem ha'isha niskareshes. V'chin yichsamu ha'edam l'shmo y'l'shmo. Says the Rambam, pshat in why you have to leave out makim ha'ish, makim ha'isha, makim ha'zman, umakim areyot meteres l'chol adam, because it's halacha that again has to be written l'shmo. What does l'shmo mean? L'shem ha'ish ha'megarish, u'l'shem ha'isha niskareshes. That's the Rambam, l'shitosh, so in the beginning of Perek Gimel, that the Rambam says that din l'shmo is not only l'shem ha'isha, it's l'shem ha'ish as well. But the point is, the Rambam said, Mokim Azman needs to be left out because you have to write the Zman, L'shem O'ish or L'shem O'isha. Meaning it's not just because it's halacha that a get has to have a Zman, you have to get the right date. If you would have the right date, but it wouldn't be written L'shma, it would also be a problem. The reason Mokim Azman needs to be omitted is for the same reason that Mokim O'ish, Mokim O'isha, Mokim O'ret, Mutaris L'chaladim has to be omitted. Because it's one of the critical parts of a get, it needs to be written L'shma. And being that you're preparing a get, right now the get's not L'shma, it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. That's the first aura. The second aura is a Veltz Kasha. We had a Gemara over here. The Gemara said it's Mavur that a get needs to have a Zman, whether it's a get min erusin or whether it's a get min anasum. So Gemara is the kasha bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan that the reason Chav made it the kind of zman is so the svara applies both to erusin and to nasum. But according to Rish Lakish, mishum peres arusa milisla peres arusa is not peres anyways. So why do you need zman by a get min erusin? So I saw gishmak a kasha. The Gemara and Daf Yizayin of Beis asked Rish Lakish, why didn't you learn like Rabbi Yochanan that it's mishum. So he told him, because Rabbi Yechon, you're concerned that a man will be married to his niece, she'll be mezana as an eshes ish, znus lo yishchicha. Being that znus lo yishchicha, therefore I'm not concerned. Tosfos, on the top of Daf Yizayin of the Beis, ask the kasha, really? Chamin, we're never worried about znus? You ever learn Masechtas Ksubas? Ksubas, that Beis. Psul, nisus liyei maravi. Why? Because we're worried that maybe she was mezana, tachas baila, he's going to find Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, or there's not going to be Dam Psulim. We want that the next morning, when Bezdin is convened, he should run to Bezdin and tell Bezdin what happened. They'll do their due diligence. They'll find out whether she was Mezana or wasn't Mezana. But in the event that she was Mezana, we'll make sure they don't live together. So you have a whole takon of the sugis in the beginning of Masechta Ksubas, all predicated on a chashda. Maybe a woman was Mezana. So how could you, Reish Lakish, tell me we don't make takonis of Shema, a woman was Mezana, Znus Lo Yishchicha? It's the first mission of Masechtas Ksubas. So Taisu said a few truths. The Shita Mekubet says, in Ksubas Dabez Amar Aleph says, that it's not a kasha. Because it's true, Reish Lakish said, Znus Lo Yishchicha. He was talking about a Nesua. A woman that has Nesuin. She has a husband that's watching over him. She has a husband that she's afraid of. That woman is not going to be Mezana. You taught Mishnah, Ksubas Dabez Amar Aleph, she was an Arus. She just got married right now. The chash is that maybe while she was an Arus, she's living in her own house. They used to have a very long engagement, 12 months. So they weren't living together. You didn't have the svara of Baila, Mashmarta over there. It could be this Nusus is going to be Shchiach. Zok, fake the Welt. So if, according to the Shita Mekubet says, the whole reason Reish Lakish didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan is Nus Leishchicha, which is only a Svara min Anisuin, it's not a Svara min Anisin. So thus freaked out the Gemara that according to Reish Lakish, why didn't he need a Zman? By a Grusham and a Erison. You don't have the Svara of Peiros. Maybe the reason you need Zman by a Grusham and a Erison is Shem Yechapa Basachoisei. I, Reish Lakish, doesn't hold of Shem Yechapa Basachoisei. Why doesn't he hold of Shem Yechapa Basachoisei? Because Nus Leishchicha. But the Shita Begubetze says Nus Leishchicha is only min Anisuin. So that's the teretz. The reason why Reish Lakish holds even a woman in a erison needs man is because his nos. Min anesuin with nos is loishchichas mishum peres. Min erison you don't have the svar of peres because arusa leslo peres. So there it's going to be mishum shem yechapa basa choisoi ageshmak ekasha.